Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. The Swedish government wants Muslims to abandon Islam. Swedish television channels SVT and TV4 reported on Saturday night that the Minister for Equality, Paulina Brandberg, Liberal Party, wants school staff to report concerns to the social services about girls wearing the headscarf. The Minister for Equality announced on Saturday that school staff have no choice and must report concerns to the social services about girls wearing a headscarf, and that staff who do not comply will face consequences for their failure to comply. Deputy Minister Ebba Busch, Christian Democrats, wrote on the X platform less than a week ago about a new initiative in which she expressed the same assimilationist policy as the government's. Quote, the number of people practicing Islam in Sweden and Europe as in totalitarian countries is too large. This must stop. Islam must adapt to our common core values. What annoys and upsets Ebba is that Muslims in Sweden practice Islam, adhere to their Islamic identity, and perform its rituals, including wearing the headscarf. Ebba wants to see an end to this. This is not misleading information aimed at damaging Sweden's reputation in the world. These are the words of the ministers themselves in cheap attempts to say that these are misunderstandings. Do not fool Muslims. Muslims do not believe Ebba Bush's ridiculous claim that she is doing this for the benefit of good Muslims and that she is happy to side with them. This is the real face of the Swedish government, and this is its anti-Islam policy for which it bears international responsibility. This is the same government that has authorized dozens of cases burning the noble Quran across the country, and this is the same deputy minister who wants to see a massacre committed against young Muslims because they expressed their anger at the burning of the noble Quran. Ironically, both the Christian Democrats and the liberals find themselves in the latest polls below the threshold to enter parliament. So they are trying to attack Muslims to gain some votes. It is a cheap tactic that will not change the fact that they are ideologically defeated and intellectually weak in the face of Islam supremacy. So it is not surprising that the number of Swedes converting to Islam is increasing in large numbers. The policies of the government, especially the maneuvers of these parties, do not represent the Swedish people, and this in turn places a greater responsibility on the people to declare their rejection of their representatives from the parties using those policies that make things worse for Sweden. The Swedish government's policy of assimilation against Muslim children aims to erase their Islamic identity, including individual Islamic duties such as the headscarf. The Swedish government is escalating its war on Muslim values and identity by criminalizing the headscarf and kidnapping children from their parents if they insist on raising them according to Islamic values. O Muslims, preserving oneself, one's family, and maintaining one's Islamic identity is a shari'i duty. Our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. O believers, protect yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is people and stones. Tahrim 6. What we Muslims are going through is because we are weak and act as divided individuals. We must act as a group that is as an important group in society that contributes positively to it. In Sweden, there are more than a million Muslims who are needed by Swedish society and cannot do without. They are an important part of the transportation sector, healthcare, education, and so on. They abide by the public order in society and do not pose any threat or problem to society. They refuse to be treated as such. If they act as one body, they can stop this policy of assimilation. The way to achieve this is not through integration, which means abandoning Islamic values and embracing Western values or participating in the secular system. These things are the opposite of that. A mirage that is in the long run leads Muslims to dissolving into Western culture. Our duty is to organize ourselves intellectually and politically, intellectually by creating awareness among the new generations about the ideology and concepts of Islam in order to preserve the identity of these generations and to repel attempts of secularization. On the political level, Muslims must consider these policies as a fateful issue that affects all Muslims in Sweden and threatens their belief and identity. Political resistance must be represented by Muslims acting as one body through activities that influence public opinion. We have a great power and are able to influence Swedish public opinion, which is misled and exploited by the corrupt political leadership with lies and tricks. If we turn our backs on our responsibility, the situation of Muslims in Sweden will worsen. Our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَزَالُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ حَتَّى يَرُدُّوكُمْ عَنْ دِينِكُمْ إِنِ اسْتَطَاعُوا. And they will not stop fighting you until they turn you away from your faith if they can. Al-Baqarah 2:17. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودَ وَلَن نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى. Never will the Jews or Christians be pleased with you until you follow their faith. Say, Allah's guidance is the only true guidance. Al-Baqarah 120. Hizb al-Tahrir, Sweden.